It's Magic at the Movies, and I'm delighted to welcome Kevin James to the studio now. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. Very excited to meet you, actually. I've been a very big fan of yours for quite some time.
Really? I appreciate that. That sounds very cool.
King of Queens, of course, what you're very famous for doing, and that was a big old run.
Yeah, we had 9 years back in the States. I think you're at season four here, but... yeah, it was a lot of fun and a great cast to work with, Leah Remini and Jerry Stiller. So we had a good time making them.
Jerry Stiller is actually Ben Stiller's dad, isn't
That's
it?
Right, that's right.
Which I only found that out last week.
Yeah, and a lot of people didn't know that, but yes, he is part of the very funny comedy team, Stiller and Mira, where his wife Ann Mira and Jerry, and Ben is their offspring.
Ben and Jerry. I've always liked that.
That's, me too.
But you've made the leap now from the small screen to the big screen. And you've done a few big films before, but this one's like a big lead role for you. It's Paul Blart, Mall Cop.
Yes, this is the one where I had to kind of just take it by myself and try to explode and break through. We wanted to make a big action comedy filled with, you know, just stunts and a lot of funny... For everybody. Everybody can go to this movie and have a good time.
And you don't just star in it, but you wrote it as well.
Yes, myself and Nick Bakay. Yeah, we both wrote it. And we just loved writing it. I could tell, you know, when we're writing something and it writes itself very easily, is that, you know, it feels like it's going to be funny. And that's always a good feeling to have when you're working on a project.
And for anyone who's wondering who Nick Bakay is, fans of my generation will know him as Salem the Cat.
That's
from
right.
Sabrina the Teenage
That's
Witch.
Right. Very good call. Yes, he did play Salem's voice.
And didn't he write that as well?
I don't know. He wrote on it. He might have. He also wrote on our show, The King of Queens, too, for many years. So.
And you two have been writing.
Yeah, he's just great. He's just a phenomenally funny guy. So.
Now, in this film, you say it's packed with action. But there's free running and BMXing. There's a lot of sort of adrenaline stuff in it.
Yeah, we got the real guys for that stuff, too. We wanted to bring the energy up high in this movie and have them do their real stunts and their own stuff. And they did. These guys were great. And there was no end to what they, you know, would or wouldn't do. You know, it was amazing what they did. I tried to stick along as far as I could. And, you know, being in the shape that I'm in, it was a tremendous, accomplishment.
Yeah, pretty good shape, man.
Oh yeah, this is incredibly fit right here.
But am I right in thinking you're actually afraid of heights?
I hate heights. I don't like reptiles. I don't like a lot of things. But we got through the shoot. There was a couple times where I was not happy, where I had to fall from a building, and I didn't like that, or climb over a second story ledge. I wasn't happy about that either.
But you fall into a ball pit, that's just like the coolest thing.
Yeah, that's kind of fun. That was fun, although they pulled me up a little higher than they said they were before they dropped me, so that was a little scary, but falling in the ball pit was cool.
Those pesky directors.
I know. Once they lock you in, that's it.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about the music in the film as well, because some of this must have come from you. ELO and Barry Manilow.
Can you believe it? We have a crazy mix of music. We got Survivor in there, Can't Hold Back, and Eddie Money. Sandler actually picked Can't Hold Back, the Survivor song, and I loved it because it brings you right back to a certain time in your life, and he's always good at putting great music in his movies, so I was happy he helped out here.
Are you a bit of a Barry Manilow fan?
I love Barry Manilow. Yeah, he's good. I know it's not maybe the most popular thing to say you're the biggest fan is, but I am the biggest fan. He's great.
And which song in particular would be your favorite?
Well, Weekend New England I loved. I grew up on all, Mandy and all this stuff, and I cry every time I hear his stuff, so I don't know.
Well, listen, we're going to get one of those songs on Magic for you.
Oh,
We'll put it onto Kim Wilde's Secret Songs.
I like that. And cry away. Be proud of who you are, and don't anybody look you straight in the eye anyway.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Kevin
James. Thank you. Appreciate it.